Have you ever walked away from an argument feeling victorious, even when you suspected you might be wrong? Since ancient Greece, humans have been perfecting the dubious art of winning debates at any cost. Schopenhauer's The Art of Always Being Right exposes these manipulative techniques not as a handbook for the dishonest, but as a shield against those who would use rhetoric to deceive. The tension between seeking truth and seeking victory defines our intellectual exchanges, from casual conversations to high-stakes political debates. This tension isn't new. The ancient sophists commercialized argument, teaching rhetorical tricks to ambitious young men for substantial fees, much to the disgust of Socrates and Plato, who championed sincere inquiry through questioning. Today's political discourse shows how little has changed. Modern media training explicitly teaches these ancient arts, how to bridge away from uncomfortable questions or pivot to preferred talking points. Our natural vanity, particularly sensitive regarding intellectual powers, rarely allows us to admit being wrong. Even when we realize our error, we persist in defending our position, transforming discussions into battles for dominance rather than understanding. Success in debate blends intellectual rigor with psychological manipulation. While logic pursues objective truth with clear rules, dialectic, the art of argument, focuses on defending one's position through whatever means work. Think of it as intellectual fencing, concerned with thrust and parry rather than determining truth. Schopenhauer catalogs 38 stratagems for winning arguments dishonestly. The most common is extension, stretching your opponent's proposition beyond its natural limits while narrowing your own interpretation. Another exploits homonyms, words with multiple meanings, to create apparent contradictions. These techniques share a common thread. They attack something different from what was actually stated. Why study these manipulative techniques? Because they're used against us constantly, in politics, media, advertising, and everyday conversations. By recognizing when someone extends our proposition beyond its intended meaning or exploits ambiguous terminology, we can identify the maneuver and neutralize it. Understanding tactics like strawman arguments and ad hominem attacks helps maintain clarity in discussions that might otherwise devolve into mere verbal combat. Skilled manipulators conceal their ultimate goal when pursuing a specific conclusion. Rather than revealing their target, they extract premises gradually throughout a conversation, approaching their conclusion indirectly. They establish foundations first when certain premises might face resistance, making the final conclusion appear inevitable. The Socratic method becomes a powerful weapon when manipulators ask multiple, wide-reaching questions simultaneously. This conceals what they truly want admitted while allowing them to quickly build arguments from these admissions. By overwhelming with questions, they extract concessions that might be withheld if their true aim were visible. These tactics exploit psychological vulnerabilities. Multiple questions from different angles make maintaining a coherent defense difficult. Scattered premises prevent us from seeing their combined implications until too late. Most insidiously, manipulators weaponize our own beliefs against us, building arguments that seem to flow naturally from our worldview until we're trapped by our previous statements. This highlights why intellectual humility is crucial. Those willing to reconsider their premises when faced with troubling conclusions remain less vulnerable than those who stubbornly defend every statement they've made. Political debates often devolve into character assassination when logical arguments fail. Some of the most effective debate tactics target emotions rather than intellect. Provoking anger compromises your opponent's rational faculties. They lose the ability to judge correctly or perceive their advantage. Pay attention when your opponent becomes angry at a specific argument. This suggests you've identified a vulnerability. Press that point vigorously, even if you don't immediately understand why it's effective. When losing an argument, changing the subject to something tangentially related is a common tactic. While somewhat acceptable if genuinely relevant, it's mere impudence when it's just an attack. Political debates frequently feature candidates pivoting from difficult questions to rehearsed talking points about unrelated issues. The ultimate emotional strategy is the personal attack, abandoning the subject entirely for offensive remarks. It's popular because it requires no skill or knowledge, just a willingness to be cruel. The best defense against emotional warfare is recognizing when you're being deliberately provoked and choosing not to take the bait. As experts agree, studies show, science tells us, when rational arguments fail, appeals to authority become the weapon of choice. People generally prefer belief to judgment, so citing authorities your opponent respects can be devastatingly effective. The less knowledgeable your opponent, the more authorities impress them. Most people follow majority opinion uncritically. The universality of an opinion often traces back to just a few influential figures whose views were accepted without investigation. Bloodletting persisted for centuries based on Galen's authority, while Aristotle's incorrect gravity theories went unchallenged for over a millennium. When arguing, phrases like, as everyone knows, or scientists agree, can persuade even when oversimplifying complex debates. Alternatively, declaring yourself incompetent to judge insinuates your opponent is talking nonsense. These techniques exploit our cognitive biases and social instincts. We defer to authority because evaluating complex arguments requires significant effort, while our evolutionary programming pushes us toward group conformity. In public debates, persuading the audience often matters more than convincing your opponent. When lacking a legitimate refutation, use an invalid objection only experts would recognize as flawed. Your opponent may appear ridiculous trying to explain complex principles to an unreceptive audience, winning you the crowd's favor. Focus on your opponent's will rather than intellect. A small amount of will outweighs substantial intelligence. If you demonstrate that their opinion threatens their interests, they'll abandon it quickly. Show a clergyman how his position contradicts church doctrine, or tell a landowner praising agricultural machinery that steam carriages will devalue his horse stud. These techniques work because humans aren't purely rational. As social creatures, our interests, affiliations, and identities shape how we receive arguments. Arguments threatening our livelihood or contradicting group beliefs struggle regardless of logical merit. Effective persuasion addresses both reason and motivation, aligning arguments with existing concerns and aspirations. "Peace is even better than truth," wrote Voltaire. Sometimes walking away from an argument is the wisest choice, preserving both sanity and relationships. While controversy can sharpen wits and generate ideas, this only works when disputants are intellectual equals. Dispute only with those who appeal to reason rather than authority, listen attentively, cherish truth, and accept being proven wrong. Schopenhauer's catalog of dishonest argumentative techniques remains remarkably relevant in today's world of spin doctors and partisan rhetoric. Understanding these strategies makes us less susceptible to manipulation and better equipped for genuine dialogue. The greatest value in studying these techniques isn't learning to win arguments dishonestly, but recognizing when others employ such tactics and aspiring to something better. True intellectual progress comes from honestly pursuing understanding, even when that means admitting we're wrong. The greatest victory isn't dominating your opponent, but discovering truth together.